Thanks for listening to Schlereth & Evans On Demand, presented by Bathfitter. Hey guys, if you drop the ball when it comes to your bath or shower remodel, Bathfitter doesn't just fit your bath, they fit your budget and schedule. Bathfitter will install a tub or shower in just one day. Bathfitter's price guarantee is a slam dunk. Bathfitter, it just fits.
Welcome to Four Down Territory. As Stink and Mike take a look at the four biggest stories in Denver sports. Here's Schlereth and Evans kicking it off with First Down.
Hey, Mark, how emotional do you think Jared Bednar got yesterday when he signed that three-year contract extension with the Avs?
I'm going to try not to get emotional. But I already am. I love you guys. I got a few people to thank. First of all, the Kroenke family, Joe Sakic, Chris McFarland for bringing me in and believing in us as coaches that we can get the job done.
That is awesome.
He missed. So great. He missed. Can't believe he didn't thank Comcast.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Too soon? Is that too soon?
Too soon?
I love you guys.
Good for Jared Bednar, man. Good for us. Good for Avalanche. Good for you Avalanche fans.
Here's why he's the
good
perfect...
for the TV networks.
Yes. Here's why he's the perfect coach for this team. Is because, you know, you think about this season. And for so long during this season, it was just kind of a up and down, bumpy ride. But you know what? He knows his team. And, yes. And the best coaches know their team. They know what buttons to push. They trust their team. And they don't overreact. Mm-hmm. And at no point. Yeah, he had a couple moments where he said a couple of eyebrow-raising things when he complained about some back-to-backs. But, I mean, minor stuff. He would come out. He'd be honest about, we got to play better than that. But he never... really read his team the riot act. He never panicked because he understood, I know what I've got. I know what this team is capable of. I know the leadership I have.
Right.
And I don't need to overreact because if I start overreacting, then these guys may start to panic. And there's no need to do that. I think that's been his greatest part of his job this year.
I think probably a very undervalued aspect of coaching is you have to have a minor degree in psychology and how to push each individual's buttons and who to, you know, go after and who to mama cat and who to, you got to really understand what motivates each individual guy and how to make sure you get the best out of that guy. I think Benzie's done a great job with that kind of stuff.
Second down.
The best against the best. Ohtani to Trout. We waited a long time to say that.
Speechless. Not much to say but enjoy.
He throws. Trout strikes out swinging. Ohtani and Japan celebrate a World Baseball Classic championship. What an ending to an all-time tournament.
It really was. The players loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, the fans loved it. You had sold-out crowds at all the venues. TV ratings were tremendous. I never thought I'd say this, but this is an example of why the NFL is jealous of baseball. Because baseball can put together a tournament like this that truly has a worldwide audience. These were the most-watched baseball games in the history of baseball.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So... it was a great tournament, but you had the injuries, though. You had Edwin Diaz, mm-hmm. Jose Altuve. So you take the good, you take the bad. What do you got?
Facts of life.
I didn't. As soon as I said it, as soon as that last part, I went, uh-oh. Dude. Did he get that? He did get that.
I was just
That's
thinking,
not what I was going for.
As
but you
went where, I was thinking Blair and Tootie.
Yeah.
What was the mechanic girl that drove the...
Joe.
What was the lady who ran the house?
Mrs. Garrett. Okay, now that you took me down that road.
Yeah.
All right.
Garrett.
Anywho.
Yeah.
So, all in all, huge success, huh?
giant success.
Good, good. All right, we move on.
Third down.
Riley Dixon, averaging 46 yards. No, it's a fake. Dixon, nice throw to the sideline. Cody Latimer. Tennessee wasn't prepared for it. Denver takes advantage, 16 yards, and the drive continues.
Riley Dixon is back, the former Syracuse punter who was drafted here. He comes back. Corliss Waitman, see ya. Sam Martin out before that, see ya. Does it, does the struggles of the last 6 years, the fact that we've had a revolving door of punters, does that play a role in it? Do you really put much stock in the punter?
This should be, I mean, here's the deal. This should be the last time we ever talk about the punter.
Correct.
You know, if he's screwing up, then you have to talk about him. Or if ever, like if he has one of those games where he punts five times and he puts all five inside the 10, then you go, wow. They played the field position game masterfully with Riley Dixon, and that was really, you know, it's the little things. It's the, you know, the intangibles. It's, you know, you hope you don't
have... The punter really only matters when you're an AFC championship. When you're punting. When you're an AFC championship contender, Super Bowl contender, then it can matter. Otherwise, for a team like the Broncos, where they're at, where they've been, where they're trying to go, eh.
Yeah.
I mean, okay.
Right, you don't
way down on the list of.
I mean, you gotta have a good punter. Don't get me wrong, but yeah, you don't want to be talking about punting.
Awesome. But I'm going to cherish the fact that we've got a Syracuse Orange on the team. There aren't many of them in the pros, so
they need a Vandal.
Are there any Vandals in the NFL right now?
You shut your mouth.
No, seriously.
Of course, there's Vandals in the NFL right now. Caden Ellis?
Who's Caden Ellis? Does he play a skill position?
Plays linebacker.
Oh, no. Yeah. For who?
He just signed. He left the Saints. He signed with some Falcons.
Oh, okay. All right.
He's a big-time player.
One, two, three. Fourth down.
Several.
Yeah, there are some.
How about a few?
There's several.
Several?
Yeah.
Several's more than like four. Four or more.
Eli Penny, fullback, Giants, look it up. There's another one.
Nuggets Wizards tonight. Nuggets wrap up their road trip. Do they have to win in order for it to be, in order for you to feel good about this team coming home? I haven't played since Sunday.
A win would make me feel better about where they are right now. But they don't have to win.
So regardless of what happens, you still feel good about this team? Do you still feel right now, as we sit here right now, do you still expect this team to go to the Western Conference Finals?
Yeah, but that's my expectation.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that hasn't changed.
No.
Okay.
But I do.
Me neither.
I do feel like a little bit more like, I don't feel like mild buffalo sauce. I don't feel like hot buffalo sauce. I feel a little bit like medium buffalo sauce when it comes to the Nuggets.
Medium.
Medium.
So on the wing meter.
Yeah, it's like
hotness level. You're at a medium right now.
Right. I'm like, oh, that's good. I'm not like, dude, I need another beer. My throat's...
Oh, my lips are burning. Mm. No, they're really, they're burning. That'll do it for Four Down Territory, our tour around the Denver sports scene. It is a Tell Me Why I'm Wrong Wednesday, giving you a chance to get Mark to admit you're not wrong. We attack I Told You So Island, where we've been throwing some good salvos, but Mark's been able to deflect as only he can. Let's bust through. Let's do it next.
When the day is done, the game is over, and you need a break from all the stress, relax in your tub or shower from Bathfitter. Bathfitter will fit your budget with a price match guarantee. No money down, no payments for up to 5 years. Get the ball rolling. Visit bathfitter.com today.
You're listening to Schlereth and Evans on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Let's do this. There it is. I told you so, Island. With smug Mark Schlereth sitting up there in his ivory tower. Come get a taste. Let's knock him down a peg. Tell me why I'm wrong Wednesday. You come up with a hot take that Mark has no choice but to admit you're not wrong. He hates doing it. And so far, some good ones today, but none have gotten by his defenses. We're still 0 for the show. So let's see what we can do
here. Yeah, I am really sharp.
You've been sharp.
I've been very sharp.
You've been sharp. Here we go. Mark, if the Nuggets get back on track, this slump will end up being good for them. Tell me why I'm wrong.
If the Nuggets end up getting back on track, this slump will be good for them. That's interesting. Because I tend to initially, at first blush, agree with the overall kind of statement.
Mm-hmm.
That sometimes this can be a good thing for you. Here's where I would, and I'm working through this.
Right, I know, now. I can tell. I'm working through this. You're on the ropes right now.
Well, here's what I'm concerned about. I'm concerned about the Nuggets not being made of stern enough stuff when it comes to roster construction. So if I really felt there was no weakness on the roster, then I would say you're 100% right that this slump is nothing more than a slump and they're just looking toward the end so they can run roughshod through the playoffs. But during the course of this slump, what we have discovered is they do have a fatal flaw. When an athletic team matches up to them and spreads them out, they're giving up unbelievable amount of...
No. Hold on. We just got done talking in the last segment how you still think of this team, even if they were to lose tonight, you still think of them as a Western Conference Finals team, that nothing has changed.
Yes.
So you just contradicted yourself because in your mind they have not had a fatal flaw exposed because you still think they're going to the Western Conference Finals.
I think they're going to the Western Conference Finals not because of their unbelievable roster construction, because of the rest of the league not having, the rest of the Western Conference not having the stuff to challenge them. But one thing we've seen, Mike, when they get into a situation where teams spread them out, stand around the three-point line, they've got dribble drive penetration to get buckets at the 10, and they don't have the Nuggets then have to start slumping and sloughing off their defense because they know they can get driven by.
But isn't it good to have that revealed to you at a time right now when the games aren't
right.
So crucial, so that at least now you're aware of it and you can try to shore it up.
Yeah, good point. Now you can work on getting more athletic. We're going to do some burpees in the gym. Maybe have Jerry Jeudy come in and run through some drills.
No. Now you're getting snarky. Now you're getting defensive.
There's been a fatal flaw exposed. So yes.
So it doesn't help, but it won't help them address that fatal flaw? At least try to cover it up now that they're aware of it?
Well,
what if they had cruised through this road trip, cruised the rest of the way? Then they'd be unknowing about what is lurking out there. Now they know.
Do you know?
I'm going to give them a point.
No, you're not.
I think I.
Why do you think you want to? How about? Do you think the Nuggets are panicked?
No,
I do. Why do you?
You think they're panicked right now?
They are panicked, trying to figure out what the back end of their rotation is going to look like. That's why they're
I mean, they're playing so many different guys. That's why guys are sitting. That's why Christian Brown all of a sudden is getting all kinds of reps. They know they have a fatal flaw, and they're trying to find a couple of defensive stoppers. They can play.
They wouldn't be aware of that fatal flaw unless they had gone through this. So they will be better for it. You still think they're going to the Western Conference Finals?
They'll be
better for that. They'll still end up in the Western Conference Finals, and they'll have a better chance now getting to the Western Conference Finals because they're aware of where their shortcomings are. No,
they can't. They cannot fix.
Point
they
awarded. Cannot,
but Fever, okay, Fever, how are they going to fix think? That? How are they going to fix
Give
it?
Give me a ding or a...
How are they going to fix
Give
it?
Give me one ding. Point.
Oh, my gosh.
Point.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Point. Here's another one.
You know I'm going to start calling you.
You're still not.
I'm writing a note right now.
Near the over yet. It's still 2.5. We're only at one. You're still good.
I'm writing it down. Mike Evans.
What?
Equals medium buffalo sauce.
Delicious.
What's wrong with medium buffalo sauce?
Oh, there's nothing.
I would argue that if you take all the sauces that will be ordered this upcoming weekend, all of them,
mm-hmm.
The number one most requested wing sauce will be medium buffalo. Tell me why I'm wrong.
Oh, by the way.
Yeah, see?
By the way.
Quick deflection.
Thank you, Texter, for writing in right here. 5824. Cheap points since the guy asked the question if he's playing both sides. If.
Okay.
If. Playing both sides.
I saw that too, but you didn't, and you can't be rescued by a listener. Points already been awarded.
No.
Can't do it.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
No. 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 I won. We need to recount. Ask me the question one more time. What was the question?
If the Nuggets get back on track, this slump will be good for them.
If the Nuggets get back on track.
You just said that you still think they're going to go to the Western Conference Finals. That implies that you believe they'll be back on track. If you do not think they're going to get back on track, you'd have them going out in round one or two. No.
I'm concerned.
Nope.
I am concerned.
Nope. Point awarded. What's trending?
No.
Boy, Stan Kroenke might want to have a chat with some of his stadium designers because, boy, they blew it big time. Tell you why. That's next.
Here's Schlereth and Evans with What's Trending right now.
Even though there are a couple of injuries, significant injuries, the World Baseball Classic goes down as an overwhelming success. Japan beat the U.S. last night 3-2. Shohei Ohtani striking out Mike Trout to end it. But as far as shining a spotlight on how much of the world loves baseball, the TV ratings, if you look at some of the countries that were involved, Japan,
yes.
Venezuela,
yes.
Mexico, their television ratings like blew away the most watched World Series games ever here in this country. The thirst for baseball, the passion for baseball in other countries,
yeah,
is amazing. And you saw it with the passion of the players, you saw it with the passion of the fans. And what I like about it was that our players, our fans were kind of drawn into it, and it created a great atmosphere. You watch these millionaire, pampered, spoiled baseball players. They're running around and playing like they were kids out there. Having fun.
The whole tournament was phenomenal. I mean, it was just phenomenal. It was great baseball. The best players in the world. It truly is a world game. And I tell you what, I love... Yeah, you know, like I'd love to see Team USA win it, but I love to see Japan win it. And some of the showcase stars that have come over here and Shohei Ohtani, like that was special, Mike. It was a special tournament.
So Game 6 of the 1980 World Series between Philadelphia and Kansas City remains the most watched World Series game ever.
Really?
About 54 million people.
Wow.
In pool play the other night, Japan beat South Korea. 62 million people in Japan tuned in to watch.
That is, I mean, it's gigantic.
Does it make you more excited for the Rocky season?
For the run? No. I mean,
come on. A little bit. Did seeing this kind of baseball at least get your juices flowing enough that, hey, I will give the Rockies more of the benefit of the doubt, more curiosity, more investment, at least at the start of the season, than I would have if not for this World Baseball Classic?
No.
No?
Because I know what the Rockies are.
But you know, you suspect you know what they are. But at the beginning, they start 0-0. So maybe you'll give them a little bit more chance.
That may be the best record. After, if you go week by week in the season, 0-0 will be their best record. They will never be, they will, after
opening day,
after, let's say, after the first week of baseball.
No, I'm gonna hold you to it. After opening day, will the Rockies ever be above 500 for the rest of the season?
Well, I mean, they could win opening day.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. They'd be 1-0. Do you think they win opening day?
I don't even know who they play opening day.
Their season, by the way, is coming up very, very quickly here. You want to know when it is. I know. I got you. I should know that. I should have that right at my fingertips. And I will. Sausage fingers.
Activate.
They start. No, that's not right. One moment, please. They start at San Diego next Thursday, 1 week from tomorrow. They're in San Diego for the first of four.
All right, I'll say they'll never be above 500.
Never.
All season long.
Okay.
Ooh.
Stan Kroenke might want to have a chat with his stadium designers. He may want a refund on that $4 billion that he spent on that shiny new stadium. You've been there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, part of the reason why they built that stadium was with the idea that that would be a World Cup site in 2026 when World Cup soccer comes here.
Okay.
Here's the problem. According to a report, the field is too narrow, and widening it would remove seats that would drop the maximum capacity below FIFA's minimum requirement of 80,000 seats.
Tell FIFA to change the requirement.
Can't do it.
Either that or do what they did.
They don't have to, because they know that they could easily move it somewhere else, and those stadiums would be open arms. Yeah, we'll take you. We didn't screw up when we designed our stadium. We kept it in mind.
How wide does the field? How wide does the field have to?
First of all, it's not a field.
It's a pitch.
It's a pitch. Come on now. I watched Ted Lasso last night.
How wide does the pitch have to be?
I don't know.
The players weigh 112 pounds apiece. Who cares? That's plenty wide. Let's just play.
Just play?
Yeah, quit being sissies. Put them on the field. Let's roll.
By the way, feeling a lot better about Ted Lasso after episode number two. Was not feeling good about it after episode one.
I have not watched
it. I feel a little better after. Still not all the way back, but it.
I want to
better.
I want to go back and watch some Ted Lasso.
You should. You would love it.
Yeah, I mean.
You strike me as a Jason Sudeikis guy.
I'm a big Sudeikis fan. Huh. I told you about seeing him in London when I was there calling a game, 2018.
He was there filming the show.
Well, he was married at that time to Olivia, whatever her name, Wilde.
Wilde, yeah.
Yeah. So I came out of the commissioner's party. I was just standing on the streets of London. I say, throw another shrimp on the barbie. So
that's not London.
I was just standing there being London-esque, you know, blending in, yeah. People thinking.
Werewolves of London.
Right.
You know.
Got myself some fake gnarly teeth so people think I just blend right in. Gaps in the whole nine yards. Oh, sure. There he walked by, and I recognized him, and he looked at me,
yeah.
And I looked at him like dudes do, like,
yeah.
I know you from somewhere, but I'm not sure where.
Right.
And we both kind of looked at each other, kind of gave the head nod. And then he kept walking, and he got about a block away, and I was like, I know exactly who that was.
And a block later, he was like, I still don't know who that is.
Yes. Yeah. He's like, I don't know who that English guy was, but I recognize him from somewhere. Yeah,
it's the teeth. He might want to work on his teeth.
Yeah.
Nick Saban took shots at Nate Oates, his fraternity brother at Alabama. Nate Oates is the basketball coach at Alabama. And, you know, there's been the controversy about their outstanding player, Brandon Miller, about how, right. His involvement with a gun that led to somebody being killed. Right. And there's been a lot of scrutiny about Alabama basketball and the way they've handled it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Saban blasted Oates and the Alabama basketball program.
Tony Mitchell has been suspended from the team and all team activities until we gather more information about the situation and what his legal circumstance is. And, guys, everybody's got an opportunity to make choices and decisions. There's no such thing in being at the wrong place at the wrong time. You got to be responsible for who you're with, who you're around, and what you do, who you associate yourself with, and the situations that you put yourself in. So it is what it is, but there is, you know, cause and effect when you make, you know, choices and decisions that put you in bad situations.
Saving right on here. Applaud him for the comments, or is he feeling a little bit of heat from the success of the Alabama basketball program coming on the heels of what passes for a very disappointing football season?
I think that you look at Saban. Saban operates his team that way. There's an accountability. There's a fear factor there. There's an accountability factor there. And there's a competition factor there. And if you don't do things the right way, you're going to suffer consequences. That's the markings to me of a good program. So, no, I don't think he sweats. I mean, Nick Saban, in his contract, he's going to be the highest or one of the highest. Every time somebody gets a contract that usurps his contract, they go right back to the negotiating table and add money to his. He's not, there's no fear there.
No, but there is an element there of, okay, I get where you're going, and part of me applauds you for having that kind of standard, but your program is just chock full of 5-star recruits. Okay, you can lay down the law with one of your players because you got another all-star waiting to take his place.
Sure, I understand.
You don't necessarily have that same kind of luxury when you're running a basketball program. I'm not defending.
Right.
The way that Alabama's basketball's done things. I'm just saying, let's point out some of the differences.
I get that, but I would argue that you can't afford not to have that kind of integrity when you run a program, any program. And I get that your talent level isn't as, you know, high or whatever, but, like, your principles are your principles. And when you preach those principles and then you circumvent those principles because you don't want to punish a star, your program is dead. And it may not die today, but it's going to die. So, and I believe in, you know, establishing those, that set of tenets and adhering to that, not just when it benefits you, but also when it's tough.
Tell me why I'm wrong Wednesday. We've got one on the board.
Oh,
Mark's still seething about it, but even the listeners backed us up on it.
No,
the listeners, fever, everybody supported
you're soft. You're soft. When it comes to this, you're a little soft. You got a soft spot for the texters.
Jeez.
You're a little soft.
Sticks and stones. Mm-hmm. Tell me why I'm wrong. Continues next.
Loosen up those joints and muscles. It's time for your 7:45 stretch. Here's Schlereth and Evans with the biggest story in Denver sports.
All right, we're having some fun today. It's a Tell Me Why I'm Wrong Wednesday. We do this about once a month. Just kind of have a chance to get loose a little bit. Have some fun. Go after Stink. High and mighty Stink.
Yeah.
Has his own island. I told you so, island.
Those beaches will be open for this weekend.
So we take assault on it, see if we can get through his defenses. And so far we got one. Textures, you've been bringing it strong today, but Mark's on his game.
Yeah.
Mark's on his game. There's no doubt about it.
And the one is still under. Yeah.
No.
Still, you got a soft spot.
No. So let's get into it. Here we go. Mark, Nick Saban is blowing hot smoke out of his butt. If it was one of his star quarterbacks like Tua Tagovailoa or C.J. Stroud, he'd be playing.
What is that? Give me that one more time.
Saban's blowing hot smoke out of his butt. If it was one of his star quarterbacks like Tua Tagovailoa or C.J. Stroud, he'd be playing.
No, the problem that you have with that comment is every guy that plays for them, they're so damn good that every guy that plays for them, come on, Tua replaced Jalen Hurts because Jalen Hurts had one half of football. He was 25-2 over his career. He had one half of football that was garbage, and he replaced him with Tua. I mean, there's a pipeline. You're right about one thing. Every dude they have is a five-star recruit that can flat-out play. So would it be harder? Absolutely. It would be harder. But I do believe that Saban would hold even his star players accountable. Because you're right. You have five other guys that are going to be superstars.
By the way, you could have wiggled off that one just because they said C.J. Stroud.
Oh, yeah. Instead of Young?
Instead of Bryce Young.
Yeah. Yeah, get your names right.
Yeah, come on, people.
There's one thing I'm There's one thing I'm a stickler for is the correct name.
You're correct.
Mike Kliss has more.
Yeah.
Jared Stidman.
Stidman.
Mm-hmm. McClinchy.
Come on, you got Mike on it. It was early morning.
Mm-hmm. Did he call him McClinchy?
What was it? Let me hear it again.
McClinchy.
You do not want your offensive lineman to be called McClinchy.
No. Flinchy. We used to call Tom Nalen Flinchy Tim Nalen. Flinchy Tim.
He must have. You guys.
You know why we called him Tim? Is because when Pro Bowl got announced, the TV was on in the weight room, and it was, I think, one of the local newscasts called him Pro Bowler Tim Nalen.
Oh, God.
Oh, you know.
He must have just wanted to crawl up and die knowing what was coming for him.
And then we used to play this game where we try to make the game where you try to make people flinch. Like you fake punch them, and if they flinch, and got him on a couple of flinches. So then we were calling him in the weight room that day, Flinchy Tim Nalen. Oh,
God, ruthless.
Timmy.
All right, here's one. Okay. This is mine.
Ooh.
Tom Nalen's starting lineup photo for nationally televised games remains the greatest individual player photo ever. Tell me why I'm wrong. Because remember, a lot of times it'd be the live version, right? Hi, Mark Schlereth, Idaho Vandals. You know, that kind of thing. He didn't play that game. And all they just show the picture of him.
Well, then it was the fake mouths.
And it was the hair, and the hair was all like greasy and stringy. It was the best.
It was very good. There's no question about that. The best. I haven't seen them all. You haven't given me the...
I'll throw it out there to the texters. Can you think of anybody's? First of all, it's a short list only because most people's picture is... They would always do the live version.
Right.
So now you got to find the people who didn't do one, they had to put a picture up in his stead, and then one that looks better, worse than Nalen's. I defy you to find one. Can't do it.
What about super fat Mark Schlereth with the flat top? That picture haunted me for years.
It should. That was
years.
That looked like a fat, out to pasture, washed up drill sergeant.
He's fat.
And I tell you what, you know how I got that?
Like
haircut came to be? I'm off season. I'm 305 pounds. I'm going to get a haircut. I'm still in Washington at the time. So in the off seasons in the D.C. area. And my wife is like, as I'm walking out to go to the barbershop, she's telling me how I should get my haircut. And I'm like, dude, this is my hair. She goes, no, I don't want you to come. I go, really? So then I went and got a flat top.
I'll show her.
Yeah. And then I immediately, it's one of those things where I look in the mirror and go, I immediately regret this decision.
Oh, my Lord, what did I do? What have I done?
And then we had to go to a wedding.
What did she say when you walked back in the door with it?
She was not happy. But you know what?
Was that the original This Is a Wreck?
Yeah. She gets the last laugh because I ended up having so many different things, photos and everywhere. And that picture haunted me for years. Still haunts
it
me.
It should.
This is a wreck.
You take your Marshlareth High School picture and then that Marshlareth picture, put them side by side. I guarantee you most people will be like, that is not the same person. That cannot be the same person. Yeah. There is no way that is the same person.
I'm going back to hot high school. That's it. I've made a commitment. I'm going to get ripped.
I can't lie. That was hot.
Not drunk ripped. I mean, like ripped.
Yeah, that was.
Then I'm going to come in here and do this. I'm going to do this show shirtless one day. It's just going to be all traps and tatas.
Dude, if you can get anywhere even close to that.
Traps and tatas.
Traps and tatas. Here we go. Here's one for you.
Yeah.
Mark, Jared Bednar's story makes him the most interesting head coach in the history of Denver coaches. Tell me why I'm wrong. This is an intriguing one. Not the winningest, but the most interesting. Okay, let's just give you the background, okay? Talk about somebody who was a career minor league player.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about somebody who worked his way up through the ranks as a minor league coach. Got hired as a minor league coach. Let's face it, got hired to just take a beating. The Avalanche knew they were bad, knew that they were trying to build through the draft, mm-hmm. and they needed a coach to just take the losses with a smile on his face. But it was never with the idea that this would be your Stanley Cup winning coach. Instead, now here he is. He's the winningest coach in franchise history. He's a Stanley Cup champion. He's widely regarded as one of the top coaches in the league. Can you find a more interesting, successful coach in Denver sports history other than Jared Bednar? Tell me why I'm wrong.
Yeah, I think you can. I mean,
okay, you got to put it all together. Story, okay. Background, expectations, record, all that stuff.
Mike Shanahan was a player at Eastern Illinois, essentially has a major injury and actually his heart stops, comes back. Now he can't play, goes into coaching, bounces around coaching, gets hired here in Denver, ends up getting fired here in Denver after going to Super Bowls because there is a conspiracy theory between Dan Reeves, the head coach, that Mike Shanahan is circumventing his authority with John Elway, as I remember the story. It may not be 100% correct. Ends up going to San Francisco, then becomes the dreaded Raiders head coach, gets fired from the Raiders, the number one rival of the Denver Broncos, comes back here to replace, after obviously Phillips, but really replace the Dan Reeves regime, and ends up winning back-to-back world championships and coaching here for 14 years, putting up unbelievable numbers.
Yeah, but see, I disagree with that one only because Shanny had already been a Super Bowl winner as a coordinator in the NFL.
Whoa. Bedsy won championships in the minor league hockey.
But that's minor league hockey.
Well, there is no minor league football.
It's a different sport. I don't care. That's not the point. Shanny was in the NFL coaching under Bill Walsh.
I've got a better one for you.
And plus, Shanahan had been a head coach before.
But
Bedsy hadn't been. Got to give me another one.
This one just seals the deal. Victory.
Oh.
Nathaniel Hackett. didn't even call plays, wasn't the offensive coordinator, or was the offensive coordinator under a head coach that did call, that called the plays.
Right.
He didn't call the plays. He simply came here to get a quarterback that they actually didn't get. And he hired, the whole staff was guys who have never coached before. Dude,
that's a pretty good resume.
That's like a Disney plot where dude that had no qualifications.
Right.
Except in the Disney plot, the dude that had no qualifications would somehow find a magical, like angels in the outfield, that would come and save the team. Instead, it was just a tragic dumpster fire.
Guys, I would argue that Big O's picture was worse than Nalen's.
Ooh.
Because Big O did the same thing.
Right. And Big O has that, like what was that, what was the guy? Debo. He has them, he could get those Debo crazy eyes going.
Right.
In that picture, right?
Like, Big O looked, like, really scary.
Yeah.
Nalen looked homeless.
Homeless, yes, homeless slash Unabomber.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Where Big O just looked, like,
scary.
Scary and a little bit touched.
Touched, yes.
Right.
Scary and touched versus homeless Unabomber.
Hmm.
Go.
Oh, boy.
I'm telling you what.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Now you got me thinking, who's the ugliest guy I ever played with?
Okay, go ahead.
Our back-to-back world championship teams. Who's the ugliest guy?
The ugliest guy
on those teams?
On those Denver Bronco teams. Ugliest guy.
Ugliest guy.
Boy, I'm trying to think of that team now. I'm trying to go through the room.
I'm going through.
A lot of handsome guys there. Boy, I don't know. I'm going to leave it to you.
I don't think it's hard for me to even think back to all the guys on those teams. It had to be.
There's the Orlando picture.
Yeah, the Orlando picture is not. That is crazy. He's got crazy eyes.
Crazy eyes.
Crazy eyes.
Crazy eyes. Those are. I'm going to mess you up today, eyes.
That is.
Nalen was more like, "You okay, little buddy?"
type right. Look. You know. I tell you what. If Orlando was on the team with those crazy eyes, when they drafted Paxton Lynch, he would cry.
Good job. I'd forgotten.
Yeah. Thank you. We made
folks, just so you know, the Paxton Lynch smear campaign, daily smear campaign, mm-hmm. is back. Took a hiatus. We had made a vow that if either Paxton Lynch became a starting quarterback in the NFL again or the Broncos solved their quarterback issue, we'd stop the Paxton Lynch smear campaign. Yeah. Well, unfortunately, Russ let us down.
We're back.
Yeah, it's over. By the way, overwhelming chicken. Tyrone Braxton's just like overwhelming on the text line. Just
as chicken?
Yeah. Chicken was. I love Chick. I love my guy, Tyrone Braxton.
But
not the handsomest guy. not. Also, we got a couple of votes for Al Wilson. I'm a little bit scared of Al Wilson.
Al scared you right from the right. He made an impact right from the start.
He was different.
He was touched in a different way, right?
Yeah. Al.
Texter, I made a delivery to Tom Nalen once. Kind of freaked me out. He was sitting on his driveway, long stringy hair. Looked like the Undertaker.
Yeah. Yeah, Tommy definitely went that long hair. He went crazy. he went go crazy on him. Yeah, chicken is just, chicken's running away with the.
This is KKFN, KKFN, HD1, Longmont, Denver.
When your team is in hot water and you need a break from the play-by-play, Bath Fitter can install your tub or shower in just one day. And just like a coach, Bath Fitter is in your corner offering a watertight, seamless wall. A design consultant will take accurate measurements of your tub or shower and recommend the products that fit your budget. Bath Fitter has special financing available with no money down and no interest for up to 5 years. Now that's a game changer. Visit bathfitter.com to book your in-home consultation. Bath Fitter, it just fits.